Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad you're here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. The Bills know they have to stop the run against us. Why? Because they are tied for second worst in yards per carry. They're giving up almost six a pop, 5.6 yards. What kind of night is Bijan and Tyler Algier going to have as we start preparing for the Buffalo Bills on Monday night? Guys, want to hear from you at 404-726-0929. Mike and I have been talking about this today, and it's like this this fear, as Day-Day put it, that you are fearful that the Bills are going to come in here and like put us in our place for some reason. We got a good football team. I know we had a lapse a couple of weeks ago. I understand that. But, guys, we've been telling you if this thing starts to come together like we think it is, and you saw that against the Commanders, we're going to be just fine, Mike. You said it. This may be a low-scoring game, but we got to get out of this mindset of fear, fearing the worst when the Bills come in.
Right. We got a 33% chance of making the playoffs after starting 0-2. And I know that we've talked about this was a week we really thought, ah, man, you know, Carolina will lose. They didn't. Okay, well, the Bucs, no, they didn't. Now, again, those are NFC.
Saints.
Yeah, the Saints, you know, that was one as well. You know, the only one that was an NFC conference game was the Seattle loss to the Bucs. You know, we still need to get those division wins to still win this division. It's going to be tough. You know, I'd love to have an extra home game as a fan. Who wouldn't? But we may have to be a wild card. First things first, this was one. They had a lot of fans. I don't know how you felt as a Falcon fan. We always do it as human nature. Yes, it's silly, but you can't help but look at it and go, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win. This was one that I always thought was a toss-up. You know, but then you see how mediocre the Bills defense has looked at times, especially with how well we should be able to run the ball. So, but you're right. Josh Allen and Coach Morris talked about it. He's a big man. You got to get that dude on the ground. As Dave Archer said, it's like tackling an edge rusher.
It really is. Speaking of Raheem Morris, he spoke today to the media. Mike and I will be up there Thursday. We'll have our exclusive interview with Coach and a couple of players as well stopping by as we get ready for Buffalo on Monday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. First thing is, this bye week provided them a chance to do some self-scouting. This is Raheem Morris.
From a stat standpoint, you're pretty ecstatic about where you are in a lot of categories. And the categories you want to improve, obviously, are the main ones for us on offense is scoring touchdowns. You know, if we can improve that, we'll have a really good offense, right? We got all these yardage things and all the stuff that don't matter. We got a lot of things that you have from the field position standpoint that helps out the defensive stats, which all those things are working out really well. And then some of our coverage things on obviously in special teams, we want to do better. And I think those things will come, you know, having the ability to be able to get back and see some of the returns from Agnew and some of the guys that's coming back.
It's funny, we were talking about that with Arch. I mean, I was not trying to be a Weisenheimer, but we got great defensive numbers because we generally only have to defend for 45 yards of offense because Marquise Williams' special teams team is allowing, but we're not the only one. Kick returns are up across the league.
They are.
They finally, you know, after monkeying around with this and no one knew what this thing was a year ago, now we're getting better returns, but we've got to tighten that up.
Yeah, it's been the reason why part of the reason why we've lost our games. Setting up teams with great field position, not flipping the field, not covering kicks the way we should, pinion short kicks. Like, you've had the gamut of things that have happened, and that's got to get tightened up. You're right. What about the status of A.J. Terrell? Coach talked about that today as well.
Then A.J. probably to be the significant one that we look forward to getting back this game. You know, obviously he'll be out there practicing with us all week, and we'll take it all right to game time, and I'm feeling good about it.
All right, so he'll be at practice, but they're not promising you he'll play. The guess is he probably will, but I don't think they're going to commit to that until probably later in the week. Maybe we'll know more Thursday when we get up there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, what is up through five, was it 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Right.
What's the identity of the team? Do you think you know? Is it defense with all these defensive stats that we're reading?
I mean, you know, it's funny. We're a ball hawking team.
Yes.
You know, we drafted ball hawks. As a matter of fact, you mentioned it earlier. Raheem Morris said, hell, you know, if Watts doesn't drop that pick in week one, he's probably the defensive rookie of the month. You know what I mean? And maybe even more. This is a team that offensively, I think we're still just scratching the surface. We know what Drake is. I talked about it with Dave Archer when he called in. I got to get more from Pitts. Mooney, coach mentions, not 100%. Mm. You know, but we run the football. We are a running football. We run the football. I think we should be doing more with play action. We're not going to argue about the pistol. That's it. But I think our identity is running the football right now. And the defense is, I mean, it's a close second, right, with a ball-hawking D. How's that?
This is what Coach said when he was asked today about the team identity. And then we'll play for you what he said about us being a running football. Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, our guys are still forming it. I think you don't have to form the identity throughout the season. I think that thing just earned on tape. And I think the guys are going out there and doing it. You know, the last game was a great example of what it could look like consistently. You know, obviously the game before that was not it. You know, those other two highly competitive games you felt really good about. And we've got to get that one blemish off our record that's really killing it. You know, obviously you want to win them all. That's not the reality of our game, but we're really competitive in three of them, and one of them we were not.
Yeah, and that's fair. You want to be competitive in more of them than you are not as the season moves. Here's what he talked about when it comes to the running game, because if you ask anybody around the league if they watch us, this is what they say about us. It's probably the number one thing they say about us. It's not Michael Penix throwing for 400 yards every game. He's not doing that yet. He hadn't had to. It's running the ball.
I think we're a running football team that's able to go out there and run it on, you know, just about anybody when you want to run it with the two guys that we do have. I think those guys are doing a great job. I think our up front is having the ability to be able to run the football. We got to find ways to score more touchdowns and do different things like that on offense. I think on defense, we're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're a good tackling football team. They're competitive, which I love. And I think on special teams, I think we got some guys to go out there and just want to play. I think I got high character. They're ready to go out there and make a play for us at any moment.
Did he just say fast and physical?
Fast and physical.
Did I just hear him say fast and physical?
Well, the ghost of Falcon coach is past because we also self-scout a lot.
Well, but he's not lying. He's right about that aspect of it. That's how a head coach, at least Raheem Morris, is seeing his team. And I don't think he's that far off when you start saying, what are we? Guys, by week 10, you got to know. Like, you got to know what your strengths are, where you can go with the football, Mike, how we're getting in the end zone, who we need to count on, like the – right. Going into a season, you think you know. And then the season plays out, and you're like, okay, but like a few weeks from now, you're going to feel completely different about some of this stuff we're talking about. But I'm with him. Does the running football team thing change? If it's your strength, stay with it.
Right. I mean, it should lead to teams trying to stop you and opening things up in the passing game.
Yes.
You know? And we trust in Penix Jr. I think, yes, fans are still not many, but still some. Yeah, we get all the negativity on social media about how bad we looked in Carolina. Just throw it out. Forget it. Burn the tape. You know, Penix made some terrible mistakes. He bounced back with a monster game. Made all the right moves. Matter of fact, even, you know, like we talked about, even the Bucs game, he dropped a ball right there for Kadarryl Hodge. If he doesn't get jammed up with the line, we probably win that. You know, so this guy's been making the throws. I just got to see a little more explosiveness from Pitts. I mean, not that he's not doing it. He's got to see him. You know, and that gets back to Zach. I wish Zach had been on the field to start the season. You know, lesson learned. But Zach, we're a better offense. Hopefully that continues. What is Sean McDermott going to do to stop all the things we try to do?
Well, you can do a couple of things. One, you can really put the onus on Michael Penix to beat you with his arm. And you basically stack the box and say, look, we're not giving up 5.6 or 6 yards a pop to Bijan Robinson or Tyler Algier. We're going to shut that down, and we're willing to go one-on-one on the outside because we don't think your quarterback can beat us. And if they do that, Mike, our quarterback's got to beat them. And that is really how you attempt to try to stop the run game against us. But the thing about the pistol, and this gets back to just that's one formation, you spread them out in a way that they've got to keep nickel on the field. You can't bring in bigger guys and bigger, formation guys that are bigger and more stout to stop the run when you have guys spread out and you're like, we got to still defend this.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of those formational benefits of unpredictability. You just can't run it right every damn time you're in the pistol. You got to switch some things up. If they do that, and he has, to Zach's credit, it looked a lot better last week or 2 weeks ago when we played. But Mike, that's how you try to come in and stop the Falcons, because what you're saying is, I want to see Michael Penix throw for 350 right. and three touchdowns.
That's it.
Show me.
And see, you know, as a young, like all young quarterbacks, Bo Nix looked terrible last year, looked terrible to start this season. Looks like he's kind of right of the ship. And certainly we've seen, you know, Jaden Daniels, when he was not 100%, couldn't do all the things he's used to doing. It changes what he can do. Penix Jr. with Zach Robinson, maximizing the talent. Maybe that means that Casey Washington's got to step up if Mooney's not 100. You know, and as I said, I've mentioned Pitts three times today. Other thing that happened, it is Falcon-related in the sense that I think a lot of Falcon fans felt, if a team as good as the Bengals with all their, you know, skill position players lost their quarterback like Joe Burrow, we'd get a phone call. So whether we're sticking to our guns about you got to pay off a big chunk of whatever this year was, or we're sticking to our guns about a second or a third-round pick, Joe Flacco got traded for a fifth-round pick, and they sent a sixth-rounder with him from the Browns to the Bengals today.
Yeah, and Ben Moore hits me up. He says, put him up, see Dukes. Falcons should not trade Cousins. The money's spent. He says Cousins is a great insurance policy. And that was my point earlier about maybe they feel the same way. Maybe teams have called, and the Falcons have just said, he's not tradable. Like, we're not interested. Even if Cousins wants out, this is what we've said in the summer. He's under contract. And then if you offered him a deal, Mike, mm-hmm. like this, he still would have had to sign off on it. Because he has that right of refusal to say, hey, I want to go or I don't want to go. So I think there's a lot of things here. And, Ben, I appreciate that. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. But that was kind of where I was at today when I posed it to you and said, what if the front office has been like, look, people have called and we'll never know, but we're not accepting any offers. He's going to be here. We've paid him. He is a great insurance policy. Hopefully we don't need him. But we're fine. And that is like a hard pill, I think, for Falcon fans to swallow, simply because most of you thought, yeah, if a trade came about, we would trade him. It'd be instantaneous.
Right.
Maybe not.
Look, I wish we just drafted Penix. We've covered this for years, last 18 months. It is what it is. It's a very expensive insurance policy, but you're right. Looks like we're going to hold on to it. And maybe that's the play. We'll see where it goes. I know that this team has got super skilled position players. Everybody has gone through injuries at one point or another. You know, we talked about, you know, AJ's banged up right now. We know that Mooney's not 100%. Drake was banged up until last week, then Drake exploded back to being the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great, we're supposed to. We got two great running backs. So let's just go blow it up, man. Let's go. Let's hope it is going to be a higher. I mean, what do you think? Higher scoring? Arch talked about two teams that possess the football more than anybody.
They do.
So that means under. Right now, the over-under, by the way, is at 49. Sometimes places 48.5. Maybe it's going to be one of those kind of games where, you know, you might only get the ball five, six times. You got to eight times. You got to maximize it.
I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.